This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In the world of American popular music, Nelson Riddle was more than an arranger and conductor. He was a musical caretaker, according to a new biography. Riddle worked with the top singers of his day. In the 1950s and 60s, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and later, Linda Ronstadt. Here's NPR's special correspondent, Susan Stamberg.
Biographer Peter Levinson says you can always tell a Nelson Riddle arrangement.
On the swinging numbers, trombones were very prominent. Of course, he had been a trombone player.
Love's more comfortable the second time you fall.
In ballads, it was his unusual use of strings. He used a lot of polytonality. He really was a master of harmonies.
Who can say what brought us to this miracle we found?
Nelson Riddle had two major musical relationships, one with Nat King Cole and the other with Frank Sinatra. Let's look at Nat King Cole first. Starting in 1950, those two, Riddle and Cole, worked closely together for 10 years. They became very good friends, and this was his first big arranging hit with Nat King Cole.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile.
So this is something which was just destined to be a hit, to become one of the classic collaborations. Nelson Riddle didn't get credit for that arrangement.
That's absolutely so. Les Baxter was billed on the record as Nat King Cole with orchestra in the direction of Les Baxter, and people said, oh, you wrote that magnificent arrangement. And he said, yes, it really seemed to have helped the song, didn't it?
Finally, Nelson Riddle went to Cole explaining he'd done the writing and wanted the credit. He got it. And Riddle's arrangements made Nat King Cole a major record seller. They did 252 records together. Then Riddle began another important musical collaboration.
Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go.
Nelson Riddle and Frank Sinatra worked together for 25 years. Biographer Peter Levinson says the arranger arrived on the scene at the point at which the singer's career had bottomed out. Riddle became, in Levinson's words, the musical architect of Frank Sinatra's amazing Lazarus-like comeback in 1953. The men had a lot in common, including the state where they grew up.
It's about 25 miles between Oradell, New Jersey, which is essentially Hackensack, and Hoboken. They both were the only child of rather dysfunctional households. Nelson had a terrible situation with his mother. His father was kind of a football, as Nelson described it, for my mother to kick around. And it gave a very depressive element to the way he grew up, and he was very somber, quiet, very reserved.
And Frank Sinatra had a very
dominant mother.
And
Frank Sinatra, of course, had a very strong mother, just as Nelson had, who also ran the household.
And you also say that both of them were lonely men.
Very definitely. That's a very strong thread in the musical lives and in the personal lives of both of them.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep.
They made gorgeous music together, but it took a bit of work. The Riddle-Sinatra collaboration got off to a bumpy start. Riddle had done a few arrangements, which Sinatra recorded, but at their first all-Riddle recording session in 1953, the singer had problems with Riddle's chart for the song Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
They did it a few times. Sinatra said, "Let's take 10." And he walked outside and he motioned for Nelson to join him. And Sinatra got very indignant and said, "I know how good you can write, but you're writing on top of me. You don't have to write right there when I'm singing. Use the backgrounds, but not when I'm singing. I don't need that. That's not what should be done," and so forth. And after that, Nelson went home, wrote a new, completely different arrangement of Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. And of course, it's one of the important sides in that Swing Easy album.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
But that is such a wonderful insight into the way they collaborated. Sinatra knew exactly what he wanted and needed, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Riddle could give it to him.
There was a true musical and spiritual understanding there.
This arrangement from the 1956 album, Songs for Swingin' Lovers, is considered one of the high points of American popular music recording. Riddle's biographer, Peter Levinson, says it almost didn't happen. The arranger tackled this Cole Porter tune at the last moment, on demand.
Nelson wrote that in a matter of a few hours after Sinatra called him up at 1 o'clock in the morning and saying, "Look, we talked about some other tunes. Let's do I've Got You Under My Skin and two others." And that was the last one Nelson wrote. And as his wife was driving in their station wagon from Malibu into Los Angeles, Nelson was finishing that arrangement with a flashlight in one hand and his script paper and a pencil in the other hand, and finished it.
Incredible. After the first take, the entire orchestra applauded Riddle. He was paid $150 for that arrangement. Nelson Riddle and Frank Sinatra made 318 records, 16 albums, 7 movies, and 25 TV shows together. Riddle died in 1985 at the age of 64. His short, not very happy life is chronicled in Peter Levinson's biography, September in the Rain. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?